Bezras Hashem Yisparach, today's daf is Tess in Maseches Sukkah. We're going to have two Mishnayos, one on Amud Aleph and one on Amud Beis. Mishnah on Amud Aleph is going to discuss the halachas of a Sukkah that was made 30 days before Sukkot, that Beis Shammai holds as pasul and Beis Hillel says that it is kosher. That will get involved with the issue of whether you need to make a Sukkah l'shem Sukkot. And the Gemara will discuss the implication of that, as well as halachos of muksa for the schach. Once you make a sukkah, even according to Beis Hillel, then the schach become designated for sukkah for 7 days and become muksa, as well as getting involved with the halachos of lishma for other mitzvos, for example, weaving tzitzis lishma. The Mishnah on Tess Amud Beis will discuss the phenomenon of someone who makes a sukkah under a tree. That makes the sukkah possible. And the Gemara's discussion of what type of tree, whether it's a tree that its shade is more than its sunlight or not. The Gemara then will discuss other halachos that relate to making a sukkah under a tree. And finally, we'll discuss the halachos of one sukkah on top of a sukkah. The halacha of the Mishnah that says that a sukkah gabi sukkah im yesh diurin. Be'al-Yona, so then the top one is kosher and the bottom one is pasul. However, if there are no diurim be'al-Yona, Rabbi Yehuda says the bottom one is going to be kosher. Let's Be'ezer Hashem begin on the top of Tess Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah says, Sukkah Yishana, an old Sukkah, Beis Shammai Paislin. Beis Shammai says that it is pasul. Beis Hillel Machshir, and Beis Hillel says that one can use such a Sukkah. Ve'ezer Hui Sukkah Yishana. And what is an old Sukkah? Kosher Asah Koydin L'chag Shleishim Yoyim. If a Sukkah was made before Yom Tif of Sukkah is 30 days before it, then it's considered a Sukkah Yishana. Avol Masal Hashem Chag, but if it was made for Sukkah, Afil Metchilas Hashana, even if it was made from the beginning of the year, Kshera, it would still be kosher, according to Beis Shammai. While Beis Hillel ostensibly seems to say, as Rashi points out in Dibur Maschul Beis Hillel, that you don't need to make the Sukkah L'Shem HaChag. The Gemara begins 5 lines in on Tess Amud Aleph. My time at the Beis Shammai. What's the rationale for Beis Shammai that you need to make the Sukkah L'Shem HaChag? Says the Gemara, I'm akrab, because the Pasuk says, Chag HaSukkah is Shivas Yom L'Shem. That you make on the Yom Tov of Sukkot, it should be 7 days for Hashem. Sukkah Asui L'Shem HaChag, but you know the Sukkah needs to be made with the Yom Tov in mind. Beis Hillel, however, Beis Hillel disagrees. We need it for the opinion of Rav Sheshes. The pasuk of Chag Asukah Shivas Yom Lashem, but this Lashon Lashem is for a different reason. Dam Rav Sheshes Mishum Rabbi Akiva. Rav Sheshes called the name of Rabbi Akiva. Minayin Latzei Sukkah Shasurin Kol Shiva. How do we know that the Eitzim that are designated for a Sukkah are usher for 7 days? Talmalomer Chag Asukah Shivas Yom Lashem. The Chag Asukah is 7 days for Shem. In other words, that these eitzim are designated 7 days for Hashem. V'tanya, we learned in Reis Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseh Omer, Kishem Shechal Shem Shemayim al Chagiga, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name takes effect on the Chagiga. Just like when it comes to carbon Chagiga, that once it's brought on the Moadim, it's Aser Ba'achila and Hana until after the Haktaras Emurim. So too, Kach Al Shem Shemayim Al Sukkah. Shneim Achag Sukkah Shivas Yomim Lashem. Machag Lashem. Af Sukkah Lashem. Period. So says Beis Hillel, I use this pasuk Achag Sukkah Shivas Yom Lashem for a totally different thing, to tell you that the Atzei Sukkah are going to be Muksa. Beis Shammai should also need the pasuk for this. So how could we say that the source of Beis Shammai is from Chag Sukkah Shivas Yom Lashem? Says Gemara, Einach Hanami, you're right. So therefore we're going to abandon this source of Chag Sukkah Shivas Yom Lashem. Says the Gemara, Elamai time out of Beis Shammai. What's Beis Shammai's rationale? Ksiv Korachin. There's another pasuk that Beis Shammai uses. Perek Deisha says Chag Hasukos Pasulchos Shivas Yom. You shall make for the Yom Tov Sukkos for yourself for 7 days. And Chazal Darshan, particularly Beis Shammai, Sukkah Asui L'Shem Chag Ve'inon. That needs to be Tasa L'cha. It should be for you. It should be L'Shem Chag. So what's Beis Hillel going to do? Taka, the word L'cha seems to indicate that it's there to tell us that you're supposed to do lishma. It's coming to tell us about someone who makes a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. In other words, Chag HaSukkah is Tasa L'cha Shivas Yom. You shall make it for 7 days. Even if you didn't have a sukkah for the first day or the second day, do it on Chol HaMoed. Period. However, Veshame is going to disagree that you should not do it. Rabbi Eliezer and Perek Hayoshen holds that the sukkah has to be made for 7 days and not during the 7 days itself. Therefore, he does not use Beishamai, the entire Beishamai do not use the Pasuk Chag HaSukkos Tasalcha to tell you that you can make it within 7 days. Rishonim point out, it's actually true that according to Beishamai, we'll still learn two things. Number one, that you won't be able to make during Chol Hamoed. Number two, that it has to be done Lishma. That's what's quoted in the name of the Ritva later on, Chav Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara continues, Ubeisila Leslu the Review Damarav. Does Rabbi Silo reject the opinion of Yehuda Marav? The Amar of Yehuda Marav, Asal min ha-koitz u min ha-nimen u min ha-garden psulim. Is the case of Menachas on Daf Mem Beis in regards to halacha of making tzitzis. You can't make tzitzis as fringes from a garment itself. If it's still attached to the garment, and you never hung them on the garment l'shem tzitzis, then they're psulim. Min ha-sisin, if, however, it came from a ball of yarn that was sewed separately on it, then ksheira, it's kosher, even though it wasn't put on there l'shem, excuse me, it wasn't spun l'shem tzitzis, but as long as it was put on there l'shem tzitzis, then it's going to be kosher. So as long as it's hung l'shma, then it's going to be kosher. Kamrisa kamei l'shmuel. When I said this in front of Shmuel, amar li af min hasisim psula. Nami psula. Not only does it need to be hung lishma, the beinon tviya lishma, it even has to be sung span lisha. So says the Gemara, hachinami, just like when it comes to tzitzis, the opinion of both Rav and Shmuel is that the placement has to be done lishma. Shmuel is more machmir and says the spinning has to be lishma by tzitzis, but certainly the placement needs to be done lishma. So achinami niboy sukkah su lishma. The sukkah should also have to be done lishma. And so the Gemara shani hasam. No, by tzitzis is different. To amakra gedilim tasalacha l'shem chovcha. That there's a chiyuv gedilim tasalacha that you have to do it. You have to put it on according to hang them according to Rav l'shem tzitzis, and according to Shmuel spin them l'shem the chiyuv as well. Gemara says, "Hachanami." Then why don't we say the same thing? Chag Sukkos Tasalcha L'shem Chavcha. A very important klal. The Gemara says the Tasalcha is not coming to tell you the halacha that you're supposed to do it l'shma, but rather coming to tell you that a sukkah gzula is going to be pasul. It has to belong to you. A stolen sukkah is not going to be kosher. Ask Gemara, "Hachanami boyle miyute gzula." Maybe from that pasuk we could also infer that tzitzis does not have to be spun or put lishma, but rather l'cha gedilim tas l'cha is coming to tell you it shouldn't be stolen. My answer is hasam k'siv k'rach v'ni. There's another pasuk v'asu lahem misha lahem, that the tzitzis have to belong to you. There is an important cloud that emerges from Taisus on the bottom of the Yamud. Here we could get in a little bit more because today's daf is relatively straightforward daf. It tells us on the bottom, Dibar HaMaskel, Humi Boile asks us, why do I need Chag HaSukkos Tasalcha to tell us that a stolen sukkah is pasul? At the end of the day, it should be pasul without a pasul because of mitzvah haba avera. It's a concept that many of you are familiar with, and that is that you can't use an avera to accomplish a mitzvah. Here you would be using the Maisa Gzela or the Cheftza Shel Gzela, depending on 2 days and places in the beginning of Perek Lulav HaGazel. You'll be using that to accomplish the mitzvah. Tosfos tells a very important rule that mitzvah Baba Avera itself is only pasul midrabanan, is not a psul daraisa. This becomes a big debate of the Bali Tosis. Rabbeinu Tam does not accept that. Rabbeinu Tam gives another answer, see the Tosis. Let's Bezer Hashem now begin Tesam Abez. As we turn over here on the bus, the new Mishnah. So the Mishnah tells us, "Oisa sukkasay tachas ha'ilan." Someone who makes a sukkah under a tree, kilu asa b'sayich habayis. It's as if he made the sukkah inside a house. Rashi tells us, "Don't worry exactly why." The Gemara will tell us why. Sukkah al gabek sukkah. If you have one sukkah above another sukkah, hal yoinik sheira, then the top one is kosher v'atachtoina psula. Rashi explains that this is the gzeras hakosav of shnei schachin, and only one set of schach is kosher, two is going to be possible because the bottom one hence is going to be covered by two sets of schach. If people do not live on the top one, then the bottom one is kosher. The time that we learned that an ilan above a sukkah is going to passel is a tree shetzilsay meruba mechamasay, that in of itself that tree provides more shade than sunlight. If a tree provides more shade than sunlight, so then in such a case the sukkah is already considered as covered by a tree, which is partial for schach because the schach is still mechubar lekarka. But what if the tree has more sunlight than shade? So then in such a case, ksheira, it's going to be kosher. Analyzes the Gemara. Where did Rava get this halacha from? Mimai midiktani. From the fact that the Mishnah says, the Mishnah says that if you make the sukkah under a tree, it's as if you made it in your house. Why did it go out of its way to say as if you made it into a house? Just say, puzzle. Like many times the Mishnah says, El ha-kamash on this chiddush, the ilan doyme de bayis, that a tree is like a house. Ma bayis tzilsa meruba mecham osay, just like when it comes to house, the roof creates a majority of shade over sunlight. No one would buy a house which has more sunlight. Af ilan tzilsa meruba mecham osay, so too when it comes to this tree, we're talking about a tree that its shade is more than the sunlight. Asks the Gemara, v'chi chamas meruba tzilsa mayhavi. What's the problem with saying that a sukkah would be puzzle even if it has more sunlight than shade? Mayhavi, what's the problem? How come it's darif schach puzzle bahadi schach kosher? There's a separate problem that you would have with a tree, and that is you would have the tree giving shade even if the tree is not such a thick tree and it has more sunlight than shade, but you're going to be using schach puzzle with schach kosher. Now the Gemara gives a very important teretz in both Lomdus and Halacha, Amar of Papa Bishech Havotan. We're talking about a case where he pushes down the schach that was mechuber to the tree and intermingles it with schach kosher. There's an important formulation in Lomdus over here in Rashi, where Rashi in Dibur Maaseh Bishech Havotan says that the schach kosher is mevatel, dominates the tree, once the tree becomes intermingled with it, and Rashi says, Minat Torah, everything is batal berov. Many discuss the implications of this Rashi, but this is Rav Papa's rule of the Sheikh Havtan, and Rashi says it's based on the din of bittul d'oraisa. Ask the Gemara, Ibe Sheikh Havtan, Maile Memra. Why do we need Rav even to tell us this? That's a davar pashut, especially take Rashi's explanation that's based on the bull of Rav. That's a davar pashut, that Rav should be mavatalit. Says the Gemara, Mao the same, I would have thought, Nigzer hecha de chavatan, ata hecha de lo chavatan. People are going to see, this guy built his sukkah under a tree. And they're not going to notice that he intermingled the schach kosher with the tree. So we make a gzera. We would have thought to make a gzera. Say heichad de lo chavatan, kamashman de lo gazrin. We don't make the gzera, and ain chanami, it would be kosher. Asks the Gemara, but wait a second, that chiddush as well also has a source. This is going to be quoted later on. And daf yud aleph, we're going to learn hanami tznina hidla leas hagefen ves hadlas ves hakesum v'sichach al gabon pasul. If you drape a vine or a cucumber patch, a crawling vine on top of the sukkah, and you put schach as well on top of it, pasul, psula, then it's going to be pasul. Why? Because if the majority is the vine, it's b'chodel karka, it's pasul. Ima yisichu charbi mehen, but if there was a majority of schach kosher, oishe katz etzon, or you cut them from the ground, ksheira, then it's going to be kosher. Analyzes the gemara hechidam, ilayim b'shelo chavdan, if we're going to talk about what wasn't intermingled, how come it's dar schach pasul, schach kosher? You're having schach pasul with schach kosher, and it wasn't mevuto. Elolav eshechavdan shema minad lo gazmina. We don't make the gzera. So just like we say that that's the chiddush of this mishnah, that chavda makes it that it's kosher. We already learned it in regards to halacha, or we will learn it in hidla lezegefen. So one of these limudim are superfluous, it would seem. It says the Gemara, Mount the same Hanimili Bidiyevit. Maybe that Mishnah is only Bidiyevit. That Bidiyevit, if you did Chavdan, so then in such a case, the halacha would be that it is kosher. And we don't make Gzer Ava Lechatchila, but Lechatchila, Oisus Ukasai, Lechatchila, he made it under the tree in Beshechavtan, then it would be kosher. That maybe we would think not. Kamash Falan going to tell us that no, the halacha is that it's still going to be kosher.
The Gemara now proceeds to analyze the next line of our Mishnah, Sukkah al Gabe Sukkah. The recording now is a little bit more clear. I apologize if before there were moments that it was muffled. Then I was traveling home from the old city to Beit Shemesh. Now, Be'ezer Hashem, I'm settled in after learning with the Night Kollel of Professionals, where we learned together Hilchos Shabbos. We now return to Sukkah al Gabe Sukkah. So our Mishnah told us that the Elyonah's Ksher and Tachtonah is possible. Says the Gemara, quoting a Braisa, Tana Rabbanan, Besukah is Teshvu, V'lo Besukah Shetachas HaSukah. It's Gzeres HaKosav that you can't have one Sukkah below another Sukkah. V'lo Besukah Shetachas HaIlan, as well as you can't have another Schach of the Ilan, V'lo Besukah Shebetoch HaBais. Asks the Gemara, Adarabba, maybe we would say the exact opposite. Basukos tarti mashma, since it says sukos with the extra vav, maybe it's supposed to be a sukkah that's under another sukkah, in other words, under two roofs. Am Rav Nachman Yitzchok basukos ksiv. Rav Nachman answers, but at the end of the day, you follow the way it is written, and it's written without the extra vav. Tosis points out in Dibar Maschil Basukos that one would have thought that this gets involved with our daf from a couple of days ago, that there are two ways of focusing on the pasuk, depending on whether you follow how it's read or how it's written. Yeshem lemesores is how it is written. Yeshem lemikra, how it's read. So Tosis points out, even according to Mandama that says Yeshem lemikra, nevertheless, since it's written without a vav, that in itself has significance as well, and therefore it tells us that one sukkah on top of another sukkah will be possible. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, pamim shteim ksheres. There are times that it's possible that both are kosher, times that both are possible. And then there are times that one underneath is kosher and the one above is possible, as well as times that the one underneath is possible. When is it that both are kosher? If the lower one there has more sunlight than shade, Valyona Tsilsa Maruba Mechamasa, the Kaimel Yona Besoch Esrim, and if the above is within 20, so then both are going to be kosher. The reason why both are going to be kosher is because the lower one does not have a full set of schach and it relies on the schach from above. And therefore, the lower one is connected to the above schach, and there are no two schachos on the lower one, only one, the above, and the schach of the upper one is within 20 amos from the floor of the lower one. We also learn pamim shishteim psulas. How would they both be possible? Hechidami kigon de tarvayu tzilsam miruchba mechamasan. If both have good schach, so then in such a case that already makes the lower one possible because it now has two schach above it. V'kaim elyona lemala me esrim amos. And the above sukkah is possible because its schach is 20 amos, more than 20 amos from the ground. Be'ezer Hashem, we will continue tomorrow with other examples of one sukkah on top of the next. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Tes in Maseches Sukkah.